So this is on YouTube. So that's why I've been trying to restrict my comments to, you know, make it a little bit more PG-13. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam, and it is day 21 of National Podcasting Month for November. Anyway, so the reason I was talking about it being needing to be PG-13 is because what I really want to talk about, I'd have to like put it up on XTube or something like that. But so what I wanted to say is I'm having one of those days. Do you ever have one of those days where, let's just say you're really in the mood for a banana, a nice banana split with lots of nuts and some nice whipped cream to finish it off? And I don't know why. Like, I'm trying to be a good boy and, you know, not do that because I know it can be unhealthy to indulge in too many bananas. And so, but ever since I worked out this afternoon and I wanted a banana, and then tonight I ate out and everything I saw reminded me of big, thick bananas. So I'm just having one of those days. I don't know why. I really don't know. I don't know. But anyway, not that you guys need that information. I just thought I would share that I'm having one of those days, and I may have to go to the fruit market, this app I have on my phone for bananas, or on my iPad, and get me a banana tonight. But I shouldn't. I really shouldn't do that because I should be good. And with all those added calories of like the cream and the, you know, all of that stuff. Okay, I know. I could be PG-13. I'm in the mood, okay? I'm just in the mood, and that's all I can say. And I'm just trying to be a good boy and be YouTube-like, but I know you guys get in the mood sometimes. And so that's all I'm saying. I don't have anything else to say about that. So Mark in Canada had asked me about Asian guys. And I wanted to say, you know, I've never dated an Asian guy, mostly because he wanted to know what it was like to date an Asian guy, because I think maybe he's attracted to Asian guys as well. Well, back to the whole banana thing, a lot of times Asian guys are uncut, which I love. They're brown, which I love. Exotic looking, which I love. They're usually more feminine, not because I don't like women, but they're usually more pretty, which I love. And they're usually really thin, which I don't want to turn, you know, I don't want to put anybody off. I don't have anything against. I have sex with guys who are heavier, you know, or who are a normal size or stocky or, you know, whatever, or muscular as well. But I like a skinny guy occasionally. And they're usually smooth. And I love licking all over a smooth body. I mean, I really love that. And, you know, it's just, there's something about that. So, you know, and actually, a lot of Asian guys are smart. And I used to have a guy who I would mess around with in Dallas, and he was like a graduate research assistant or something like that. So he was really smart. He was nice. He was funny, you know, but he just had a lot of the physical characteristics that I went for. We never went out on any dates or anything like that. But it was just, there's just something about, you know, I mean, sometimes you want some chocolate, sometimes you want some Chinese food, sometimes you want a little puffy taco, as I like to say, sometimes you want some Thai, sometimes you want a Scottish egg, or a Scotch egg, sometimes you want some Oh, I don't know what it is for British. Spotted dick. That doesn't sound right. I don't know if I ever want spotted dick, but that's what I thought of when I thought of England, because they have this dessert called spotted dick. And I don't know. That doesn't give you a very good connotation of, you know, of anything. But so I really like all types. Actually, British guys are usually my absolute favorite. I love the accent. I lived over there for a year. I've had two British boyfriends, Phil and for 2 years, and Nathan for 2 years. And I lived over there for a year. So I love them, and they are almost always uncut and other various things. So, and they can be reserved. Actually, I had a different effect on my exes, I think. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, any of these behind me, I would certainly do them. I went out to eat tonight with my parents on another topic, and we had this, I mean, this guy had to have been 16, just barely old enough to work. And I think Maddie, my ex, rubbed off on me, because I'm not rude to waiters or waitresses, but I'm really particular about service. He forgot to take the wine glasses off the table because we were not drinking wine. He forgot the appetizer that I had ordered until I had to ask him a second time. He didn't clear the table very fast after our salads. And it wasn't incredibly busy. I don't know. I was like, he looks like he's 12. He needs to be like in grade school or something. He doesn't need to be trying to wait tables. I'm not trying to be a biatch or anything. And I didn't say anything to him. I just thought he could have been a little bit more together as far as his waiting. I don't know. I want a waiter who just is very attentive, does the right things, you know, remembers the small stuff, brings refills without me having to worry about it. You know, I want them to know the menu, things like that. You know, and Daniel on DI Plus the other night was talking about how he hates doing takeout from restaurants because evidently they're horrible to him and don't want to give good service because he's cheap and he doesn't tip. I'm just kidding, Daniel, if you're listening. I know you don't have to tip when it's takeout. But that was my experience tonight, and it's raining outside, and they said it's supposed to flood. In fact, on the news, you know how they make things so dramatic on the news? They were showing these people on the road services or whatever, and they were showing helmets and life vests and all this stuff. They were like, we're getting ready for anything, you know, stay in your houses, don't drive over any puddles that you can't see the bottom of, you know, and all of this stuff. Like it's gonna freaking, like we need an ark or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I've just gone on and on, but I just had several little topics I wanted to mention. If you want to contact me, go to Google Plus, and I'm Adam Burns, but I'd really like you to subscribe on my page, Geeky Gay. So look for Geeky Gay on there. You can email me, contact@geekygay.com, or Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to start recognizing people who circle me on the Geeky Gay page, so I'd really like you guys to start subscribing or circling me. Anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.